It's relatable, it's relevant, it's rhythmic, refreshing, will leave you reflecting. Welcome to your weekly dose of virtually speaking. Here's your host, Sharon Roseman.
Hello. As per the intro from the very talented Sakaj, I am Sharon Roseman. Before I get to this episode, I should mention that based on all the research I did about podcasting, I was ready to make this first episode about me. Who I am, my podcasting journey, what to expect in each episode, and all the other must-dos from all the videos I watched and articles I read about podcasting. Then my oldest son decided to give me some advice. He basically told me that nobody wants to hear about me, just do the podcast. Listeners will learn about the podcast and me organically. Don't get bogged down trying to check off all the boxes about what a good podcast sounds like. Just go for it. So here I am, winging it, so to speak. Thanks for checking out this first episode of Virtually Speaking. The title is Chuck the Bushel. A bushel in this context is a container used to measure dry goods. I grew up saying bushel, but apparently it is bushel. I actually learned the song in Sunday school, This Little Light of Mine, not sure if you know it. And at some point in the song, back then in Jamaica, we would sing, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. It is not my song. I grew up singing it, and it is still a great song to explain God's light to children. I just did some research and found out that this song was written by someone by the name of Harry D. Lowes. Anyway, I'm chucking the bushel and encouraging you to do the same. I should mention that all Bible references on this podcast are from the New International Version of the Bible, unless I say otherwise. Not just this episode, but future episodes as well, God willing. I pray that this will not be the only episode. Anyway, let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God and Redeemer. Bless every listener to this podcast. Open minds, Lord. Open hearts. May your words not return empty, and prosper in the thing for which you sent it. In the mighty name of Jesus who reigns. Amen. This week's poem encourages us to come out from under whatever covers our life, the things that prevent us from doing what God has called us to do and being who God created us to be. We were created for God's glory. We were created to shine. With that said, let's get to the poem. The title is Time to Come Out and Shine. Come out, come out. Say no to fear and inaction. Stop the excuses and leave procrastination. Come out. Your past is not your story. The devil has not won. You have been redeemed by the Savior. Speak of the Trinity, Father, Spirit, and Son. As God gives you power. He is in you and you are in him. So come out and let your light shine. Turn up your lantern. Don't let your light dim. You are a branch with life from the vine. Come out. Come out. Live out loud love, joy, and peace. Show kindness and goodness. Remember the least of these. Exercise forbearance, gentleness, and self-control. Let your light shine. You were created to be bold. Come out. Come out. Be faithful as he is. Trust him with your soul. Shine the light of your candle. Get rid of the bowl. Chop the bushel. Lift the cover. Let your light shine. You can do this in his power. And now is the time. So shine. Hope you enjoy the poem and are encouraged to shine. In this first portion of scripture that I'm going to read, Jesus is delivering his Sermon on the Mount. He's encouraging his followers to shine their light. And I'm reading from Matthew 5, and it's going to be verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Verse 16, final verse. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. End of reading. Verse 15 in the King James Version. So verse 15 is the verse that read, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Verse 15 in the King James Version reads, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. End of reading. I'm now going to read the full text, Matthew 5, 14 to 16, from the Message version of the Bible. Some people prefer this version as they feel it aligns well with everyday conversation. Here goes. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. End of reading. So you heard it from God's word, shine. As Christ followers, we should be image bearers of our Creator. Whether we're in traffic, at the grocery store, at school, at home, with our families, we should be shining. So how do we let our light shine? We let our light shine when we bear the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 to 23 describes the fruit of the Spirit as love, love for God, love for self, love for others, joy, peace, forbearance, which is basically tolerance, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. I notice that these characteristics are not the fruits, plural, but rather they all make up the fruit, singular. It is all or not, or all or nothing. Well, that is my understanding. So I believe that if I am kind and gentle and display all the qualities of the fruit except self-control, I do not have the fruit of the Spirit. I guess you could say that I am getting close to bearing the fruit, but not fully there, right? I'm a work in progress. We need the Holy Spirit inside of us to produce the fruit of the Spirit. I believe it is a process. It is not a case of getting saved and boom, fruit of the Spirit appears. So as God does his transformative work in us, and as we relax in his hands and respond to his reshaping of our lives, mind, body, and spirit, only then will we begin to bear the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. Our light shines when the Holy Spirit guides our thoughts, attitude, actions, and I would say reaction, you know, or response to situations, and our speech, everything about us. So what does the fruit of the Spirit look like in our daily lives? If I had to limit the answer to this question to one word, it would be obedience. Obedience to the Holy Spirit. If our light is shining, if the fruit of the Spirit is coming out, or we're working towards the fruit of the Spirit, we are spending time in God's Word, spending time in His presence, praying, worshiping Him. We're living according to His word. We're doing our best to live according to His word. God's word becomes our blueprint for godly living. It is our blueprint for godly living. So we must spend time reading, pondering, honoring the word to know how to live and walk in God's light. And as such, we walk in obedience. We're doing what God calls us to do. We're living the way He has created us to live. Even if we're uncomfortable, and very often we will be uncomfortable, because if it's not our norm, you know, it takes some adjusting. Because God's ways are higher than our ways. Even if you were born in church, you grew up in Sunday school, there is some reshaping that's going to happen that's going to be a little bit uncomfortable as this becomes our norm. Living for Christ, godly living becomes our norm. When we walk in God's light, our lives reflect His light. We're different on the playground. We're different in traffic. We're different at work. Different in the grocery store. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. What becomes perfect is our discomfort, or discomfort with ungodliness, or own ungodliness. When our light is shining, we're living lives that honor God and benefit and bless others. We honor God when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and as followers of Christ, we're serving others. Sometimes as Christians, we go through low light seasons, even seasons of darkness. When there are elements in our lives that are contrary to Jesus' teaching, our light fades. Sin in our lives places us in darkness, and we encounter the consequences of darkness, like fear, lies, deception, and ultimately death and destruction if we continue in darkness. So unless we surrender to the Spirit of God, we begin to believe the lie that we cannot be who God created us to be, and so we cannot do what He has for us to do. An ongoing lie from the Father of Lies. Because the Bible tells us in Isaiah 43 verse 7 that we were created for God's glory. And so we know that we were created to shine bright, and radiate God's light. This podcast for me, finally publishing this, is me chucking the bushel. I'm leaving the lies behind, and I pray that someone is listening who is encouraged to do the same. I may not be shining as bright as the next person, but a flame has been lit, and by God's grace, it will grow and glow as He wills it, and my obedience to honor His will for my life. I'm coming out, and so should you. Maybe you're already shining. To God be the glory. And if you are shining, find someone who you can encourage to shine. But if you're not shining, ask yourself, why not? Take it up with your Father. Reach out to a sister or brother to pray with you. And if you're in a situation where you are uncomfortable sharing the season you're in with someone who knows you, reach out to an online prayer platform. Because as Christ followers, we cannot afford to be hidden. We must shine so God gets the glory. This may change the trajectory of someone's story. The harvest is plenty, the workers are few, and shining our light is required of me and you. Will you? Let us encourage ourselves and others to shine. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that someone will be encouraged to chop the bushel. Come out of the shadows, leave the dark, and allow your word to be lamp for their feet and light for their path. In Jesus' name, amen. My suggestion for reflection is to prayerfully search your heart for the bushel that may be covering your light and ask God to remove it. Consider asking a friend to pray with you, push yourself to take some steps toward the light. Maybe you listen to this podcast and all of this is new to you. You have never considered giving your life to Christ, but you want to learn more about Jesus. If this is you, do an internet search on Try Alpha. That's T-R-Y space A-L-P-H-A. This is a great resource, Alpha. Alpha is a great resource if you want to learn more about the Christian faith. I am in no way linked to Alpha, but I did the course and I recommend it. Thanks so much for listening. Subscribe and share if you were encouraged or know someone who may be encouraged. Until next time, let us remind ourselves to pause in God's presence and be still. Spend time in His Word and do our very best to carry out His will. He has plans to prosper us, to bless us with a holy inheritance. It is not His will that any of us should perish. So Jesus died on the cross for our deliverance. Blessings.